Here we are, off and running our fourth and final half hour here. We're going to hand things off to LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU basketball tonight at 7:30, pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, I'm Christian Garrick, joined by Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. The New Orleans Pelicans in action tonight, taking on the Thunder at home in the Smoothie King Center. We'll have Scott Alexander here momentarily. We do have Scott right now, host of Primetime Sports. Scott Alexander joining us now at D Scott Alexander on Twitter. And Scott, first and foremost, do you have an arch in your foot or are you flat footed?
Definite arch in my foot. I don't know where this came from, but yes, I have an arch.
Okay. All right. We just had a little podiatry hour last hour anyway. So the Pelicans trying to get back on the winning side of things tonight against OKC.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a little bit disappointing. I'm Mr. Half Glass Full. Let me step out. They're about to do introductions. I'm Mr. Glass Half Full, and it's been hard for me to get involved with this team because we've seen the ups and downs a good bit. But man, this team has just struggled to figure out what they're about. And that Boston game was very disappointing to me because, you know, this other team comes in with a couple of their star players out. And it's not that you lost. You weren't really in the game. And that was just frustrating to me because, the Pelicans, we know that they can beat most teams in the league. But this is one of the teams I'm figuring out that now pretty much has to be healthy to get wins. And, the good teams, when they have guys resting or when they have guys sitting out, they can still pull out a win one way or the other. And the Pelicans haven't really proven that they can do that on a consistent basis.
Well, you talk about a team that has to be healthy to win. Tonight they'll be without three starters. No Etuan Moore, no Mirotić, and obviously no Payton. How do they make up for it?
Well, that's a great question, Deuce, because it's funny because I was listening to you guys on my way in, and I remember y'all were having a discussion a little bit about that Boston game, I think. And the fact is, even with all those guys that Boston had out, they were still 2.5-point favorites. And even with all the guys that the Pelicans have out, they're only a 2.5 underdog to a team that's on a roll right now in Oklahoma City. How they contain right now is they have to double-team Russell Westbrook. Because I don't know of a guy that I've seen in the NBA, maybe ever, that gets from baseline to baseline faster. So you can't contain him with Tim Frazier, who's starting tonight. That's just not going to happen. You have to get guys, you got to throw guys at him constantly. And this group with him and George and Adams, they had flashes last year of being a really good trio. They're really good now. I mean, there's no question. This is one of the best trios in the league. They all do different things very well. George has found his stroke at the end of a game, which that was his albatross before. So they're going to be a tough out. The crowd is a little better than I anticipated, especially early. You know, we're a late arriving crowd here in New Orleans.
Right.
They seem to be a little loud, ready to go. This would be a perfect time for this team to get a midweek win at home because they really need one desperately.
And Scott, now you've seen this a few years now. It seems like we always, I don't know, as a fan base hovering around 500. We kind of stay, win one, lose one, lose two, win two, kind of just staying around 500, and I thought it was significant. I forgot where I read this, but like Coach Gentry, he said that at some time you got to go on that 10-game winning streak. You don't win 10 or 12, or you're winning 8 or 10 instead of it going back and forth and hovering around 500. Is that what it would take? Because everyone's excited at the beginning of the season, and all of a sudden you have a mini streak, and do you see that? That's what it might take to get people excited about the Pelicans and not just hovering around 500, but actually putting a few wins in a row together.
Good Lord, Bobby, I hope not, because there's only been two 10-game win streaks in the history of the franchise, and one of them was last year. And then you had a 9-game win streak as well. But, hey, I remember having this very discussion with you about the same time of year, Bobby, last year. And they kept going back and forth around 500. They go a game up, a game back, just like what's going on right now. And for some reason, I'm going to be honest with you, last year at this time, I was a lot more optimistic, and I don't know what it is. I felt that they were going to do a run. I didn't think they'd go on those runs they did last year. They had two of their three longest winning streaks of all time in their franchise history in New Orleans last season. But for whatever reason, they just seemed disjointed, maybe because Mirotić is out at times. We all know Payton hadn't played. I know when they're together and you have a healthy 12, this is a playoff team. There's no doubt in my mind. But you don't have a guy that gets up and down the floor like a Peyton can right now. Drew Holiday's asked to wear too many hats, and he is certainly a premier guard in this league. But when you take him and put him, he's so much better at the two. We've seen that the last two seasons. When you put him at the one, there's a lot more responsibility. That's why they're trying this Tim Frazier thing. It didn't work early in the year, but they're giving it a go because at least he's the guy that can facilitate and let Drew do his thing. So Drew's obviously going to have to guard Westbrook tonight, and they're gonna switch around on all that. The game just started, but this is going to be a barometer for me personally, because once you start getting two games under 500, things start getting real in the opposite direction. And y'all know me. I'm an optimist. But I'm going to start worrying a lot more if they lose this game. This is a good team. It's not a gimme. Like I said, they're a favorite on the road, and they should be. They're 17-8, and they have figured things out between having to distribute the ball between their two star players, George and Westbrook.
Well, they're leading the Western Conference right now as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good basketball. They won't be at the end of the season, but they are at the moment.
Right. Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports on Cox Sports Television. Scott, what do you got coming up?
Oh, my gosh. We're taping two shows next week, and I'm hoping Deuce McAllister's one of them. I'm just sorry, Deuce. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But we got David Wesley. We got, I think, Doug Thornton's coming on. I think I may even have Mark Romig. But we're going to mix it up. I'm having some Pell stuff, some Saints stuff, and, of course, LSU, and I'm even going to pop Tulane, and we're going to hit it all, even some rugby. So we're going to have fun next week. It's going to be a good one. And we're going to have a Christmas show as well. I'm taping it next week, but it's going to be a first-run show on Christmas Day.
Nice. Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports, friend of the program here. Scott, go enjoy the game, all right?
I love you guys. Have fun. See you.
All right, Scott.
All right, we'll step away and come back, squeeze in George, and get Bobby and Deuce's thoughts on Saints and Panthers Monday night, the reeling Panthers, 5 in a row on a skid. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.